Matthew chapter 20, we're reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 34. Matthew 20, verse 1, these are the words of our God. Let's give our attention to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive." So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first." When those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. When the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Do you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again." And the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." And the multitude warned them that they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Those are God's words. The chapter begins with a parable of the laborers in the vineyard through verse 16. And the parable concerns the kingdom of heaven, which at the end of the last chapter, you can see the similar language that's used in the last verse, that's said in verse 16 of our chapter. "So the last will be first and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." And so the Jews were first called into the kingdom, and many will come in. And yet the Gentiles, who were called last, are coming into the same kingdom. And many will come in and be fellow citizens with the same rights and privileges as the Jews. They will be sons of God and have eternal life. And then verse 17 through 19, Jesus again promises that He will suffer and die. And on the third day, He will rise again from the dead. And then through verse 28, the mother of John and James came and asked Jesus that her sons be honored to rule in Christ's kingdom. She had faith in the kingdom of Christ, and yet sin in asking what she was asking. Rather, they are to serve the kingdom. That's the message Jesus gives to all the disciples. They are to serve the kingdom. Beloved, we are to serve in Christ's kingdom, not to seek honor, not to seek rule in His kingdom. And so the mother, Jesus rebukes and calls them all to follow His example. He who did not come to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for many. And then as Jesus went on the way to Jericho, two blind men called out, pleading for mercy, to heal them, to give them sight. And again, Christ shows Himself to be the Messiah, the one who gives sight to blind men, that is, makes the blind to see, as it's promised in the Old Testament. And so we see Him as the God of all mercy. He offers all who believe on Him, like those blind men, mercy and grace and life forever in Him alone, to all who come unto Him and seek His mercy, as these did. Even when people tell them to be quiet, and they kept seeking mercy, He gives it to them, and all who do come for mercy to Him. This is offered the same in the gospel to all who hear, offered through His ransom paid on the cross, the payment for your sins, His death. He's paid it for you if you would come to Him by faith, as we heard this morning, even as we'll hear in a few moments again. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We're thankful for the promise of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that even as the Jews for ages, thousands upon thousands of years, had the gospel preached to them, had the gospel taught to them, and they were called to believe on the Lord, even the Messiah, the coming Christ. And even in that day when Jesus came to them and walked on the earth, and they were called to believe, that many during that whole time came in and believed and became sons of God and are now in glory, just the same the Gentiles who have come later, us included today, thousands of years after Christ was on the earth. And now we are being offered, and as Christians, we receive the same promises. More clear promises, and yet the same. That what awaits us in glory is life forever as sons and daughters of God. We're thankful to be children of God, that You've adopted us into Your family, that You watch over us and care for us and protect us and provide for us and watch over us by having Christ reign as King over all. That He rules over the nations and over all things. That He came to not to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for many, and that reward for Him was the kingdom, to sit on the throne and reign on behalf of the triune God. And that brings difficult knowledge to us that is hard to comprehend how that is. And yet, that's what Your Word teaches, and so we believe it. We're thankful for it. We're thankful for all that you've done for us in Christ your Son, that you've even given of your Holy Spirit. And we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And your Spirit works within us. And so we pray and plead that you would not allow us to quench the Spirit or grieve the Spirit by our sin. We hate sin. We pray that we would flee from it and put it to death, to mortify it. That we would be those who show evidence of the Spirit's work in our hearts by praying to you, even crying out to you, Father. And you would show us the fruit that you work within us, so that we'd have confidence and assurance that we are your children. And where there is no evidence, if that be true in any one of us, that we would know that we are not your children, and that we need to immediately come unto Christ by faith in the gospel that we've heard already this evening through his ransom paid on the cross. Father, this evening we do ask for your help and mercy to be upon especially your children in the southeast as the hurricane has gone through and caused great destruction. Your judgment upon this nation. Father, we ask that you would care for your people, that you would provide for them, that this would be another wake-up call to them to turn from their sin unto you in faithfulness in Christ your Son. That it would be a wake-up call again to us to see your power, your might, and the strength of your hand. That you are the one who causes the seas to roar and the winds to blow, and also the one who stills the sea. Father, may your name be given all glory through such tragedy and judgment. We pray for the wicked as their properties and family members have been destroyed. That you would give them the gospel. You would call your people who are there to proclaim it faithfully, calling sinners to you. That they would put off all the political correctness and the tolerance and the putting to silence the word sin. And they would call these sinners to repentance. And you would send your Spirit and many would be saved. Father, do mourn and grieve over the destruction. We ask that you would show even through the church a helping hand, a serving hand, to help those in need. The same we pray for those around our nation experiencing other various destructions, that you would uphold them and provide for them. Father, thankful that Larry is able to be here this evening, and pray that you would heal his bleeding at the right time. Pray for Chuck and Jeannie, that you would heal them. We're thankful that they are feeling better and continue to feel better. We praise you for this. We ask that you'd be with Dina and you would heal her body completely and give rest to the young mothers and with the young children, especially the mothers, but both parents. Give them, all these young married couples, as they have babies or are in the midst of having babies, that you would give them wisdom about raising children, they would raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and they would parent under your commands. And Father, may the children, all of our children, come unto you for salvation. Father, pray even now for the CY retreat in a few weeks, a couple weeks. May you grant to all who attend blessing from you, wisdom from you, growth in faith. May you keep them from straying. As we know, there are sometimes, oftentimes in these retreats, our covenant children who don't believe. And so those, as they hear the gospel, we pray that they'd be saved. Even as they sit under the regular preaching every Lord's Day. The same as we prayed many times in our own congregation. We ask for your help as the elders continue to make decisions about things, wisdom about the current times. I ask that you would help us and give discernment. And also boldness. And a shepherd's heart. Father, watch over us. Help us in our worshiping you. Because we are weak. Help us to be faithful to your word. From our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.